You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOI that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what's a glacier? About 100,000 years ago, enormous sheets of ice that probably already existed at the Earth's poles started to get larger. These large masses of ice are called glaciers. They grew in size and distribution, moving away from the poles towards the equator. They reached their peak size and geographic range around 15 to 20,000 years ago, and then started to melt and recede back towards the poles. These sheets grew and moved, expanding their range because the Earth's climate was cooling, becoming an ice age. Evidence in rock, the Earth's landforms, and the remnants of existing glaciers have shown geologists that the Earth goes through warming and cooling periods. Glaciers form and expand during cold ice ages and recede when the Earth warms during what geologists call interglacial periods. Whether it's during an ice age or even now with the existing glaciers, there are a few primary forms or groups. Ice sheets are enormous, spreading out in all directions. Mountain glaciers form at high elevation and flow down the sides of mountains or through valleys. Tidewater glaciers are at an ocean, and their edges break off, float away to become icebergs. Glaciers do move by a number of processes. Obviously, if they're flowing down a mountain or through a valley, it's due to the pull of gravity and the angle of the land. The glacier will also deform, change in shape because of the weight of the ice. This causes it to act like a plastic and slowly flow, kind of like a blob of silly putty you leave on a table. Finally, all of that weight causes the ice underneath the glacier to melt, so it's easier for the glacier to slide across the land. And as glaciers move, they pick up rocks, dirt, and debris underneath. So, how do glaciers even form in the first place? It has to be cold, really cold. There has to be snow, a lot of snow, and it stays all year. Eventually, the snow gets compacted by the weight. The pressure causes two things to happen. Air gets pushed out, and ice crystals form. At this point, the ice is dense, thick, large in area, there long term. It's a glacier. Try this home activity. Fill a paper cup with water and then freeze it. In a second paper cup, put an inch of gravel on the bottom, then fill that one with water and freeze it. After they freeze, remove them both and peel off the paper. Place them somewhere that you don't mind meltwater. For the rocky one, place the rocky side on the ground. Then time it to see which one melts faster. The one with pure ice or the one with material inside of it. Well, we've just learned a little bit about glaciers. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday afternoon matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website at wboi.org.